KPBS has partnered with StoryCorps for the One Small Step program. We invite you to sign up to have a conversation with a person that may have different views so you may talk, not about politics, but to understand each other better. Sign up at kpbs.org/onesmallstep.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Monday, July 6th. We'll explain why Measure C hasn't led to new services to address homelessness. More on that next, but first, the headlines. A recent report shows San Diego is now the second most challenging major U.S. city to live in for those who suffer from tree, grass, or weed pollen. Scripps Allergy Center of Excellence director Dr. Ronald Simon says there is one main culprit in the increased pollen count for San Diego.
I think the reason why the weeds have really jumped up, and I think that's the thing that's made the biggest difference, are the way we have our rains now.
Because of climate change, storms are becoming more extreme and atmospheric rivers are likely to drop large amounts of water at once. He also said what sets San Diego apart from many other areas is the lack of a true cold winter season, leading to near constant exposure of different types of pollen. The city of Carlsbad is breaking ground on a new park today. Once it's completed, Veterans Memorial Park is expected to be the largest community park in Carlsbad. It will be just shy of 94 acres. It would also be the first park in Carlsbad dedicated to honoring veterans. Plans for the park show numerous community gathering places, a bike park, a Veterans Memorial Plaza, and hiking trails. More than half the park will remain protected habitat. Carlsbad's mayor, city council members, parks and rec staff, and members of Carlsbad's military and veterans community are all expected to attend a groundbreaking ceremony today at the park's trailhead. Palomar College is doubling the size of its free tuition program for the next academic year. That means the college's Promise program will cover 2 years of tuition for up to 3,500 students. A statement from the college says the program also assists with the cost of textbooks and provides access to specialized academic or career planning. A statement from the college says that Palomar's Promise started in 2017 and had roughly 800 students in its first year. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Satisfy your celluloid addiction with the Cinema Junkie podcast, where you can mainline film with the people who make them, as well as those who love them, program them, and celebrate them for their cultural impact. Listen to Cinema Junkie wherever you get your podcasts.
The city of San Diego is spending less money on homeless support this year. For this week's edition of Why It Matters, Voice of San Diego's Mariana Martinez Barba explains that Measure C hasn't helped as expected.
Residents voted 6 years ago to increase taxes to fix city streets, expand the convention center, and provide homelessness services. Here was an advertisement run by supporters of the campaign in 2020, featuring the leader of Father Joe's Villages.
We have over 8,000 individuals on the streets, and we very much need to provide the services that they need, as well as the housing. Yes, For Better San Diego will provide those funds.
But now, city officials are using that money to fill budget gaps and have not added new services for homelessness. Last fiscal year, city officials allocated about $105 million on homelessness programs and services. This year, they allocated about $102 million. Proponents of the measure said its language was vague on purpose. It allows city officials to use the dollars how they see fit. This year, the city council made several cuts to close a $118 million budget deficit. In his initial budget, Mayor Todd Gloria said that even with help from Measure C, the city still faced a significant fiscal challenge. I'm Mariana Martinez Barba for Voice of San Diego, and that's why it matters.
An ambitious effort to catalog the tiny species living along California's coast is underway. Environment reporter Tammy Murga says the year-long sampling project is starting in San Diego County.
Worms, tiny sea stars, and animals that look like a mound of moss. So many of these backboneless species are abundant in California.
These are called nematode worms. They're really a fraction of an inch long and living amongst the sand grains.
Greg Rouse is leading the cataloging project. He's a researcher at Scripps Institution of Oceanography.
We think there are about 3,000 animal species, invertebrate animals, along our California coast, and about 1,000 algae species.
Because they're so small, researchers believe there may actually be 10 times that amount. They just don't know for sure. But that's about to change. Scientists are beginning to create a record of them. They say it's California's first DNA library of marine invertebrates.
It gives us a snapshot of what the current diversity is for California in a period when the warming of oceans is going to change their distributions.
They already know that warming is causing some animals to migrate north.
We're getting species that previously were only known in Mexico.
The specimens are stored in research collections, and most get DNA barcodes. That will make it easier to identify and protect them. Additional surveys are planned at sites along the California coast over the next year. Tammy Murga, KPBS News.
New sleep cabins in Pacific Beach will soon house six people working their way out of homelessness. Penner fellow Emmy Burris explains how the program is helping people enter permanent housing.
The new sleep cabins will give six people who were previously unhoused a room to call their own. This group is already part of a program where they work to clean up public streets. Dan Hickey graduated from an earlier iteration of the program.
There was little steps and goals all along the way that was guided by my caseworker, Megan. And let me tell you, she was an amazing asset to have.
Karen Blanton is the executive director of Shoreline Community Services. The organization employs the group and will soon house them. She says neighbors were worried about the County of San Diego installing the sleep cabins until they learn more.
Once we sort of explained that this was workforce housing for people who are doing work in your neighborhood, cleaning up your trash, then it was like, oh, that makes sense.
Blanton says program participants are eager to move in. Emmy Burris, KPBS News.
For the 250th birthday of the United States this year, KPBS is looking back on San Diego's own history. The U.S. military can be credited for much of San Diego's last century of growth. Military and Veterans reporter Andrew Dyer says it's even true for the region's largest university.
UC San Diego is one of the most recognized research universities in the world. It's where more than 45,000 students attend class and where almost as many people work. What you may not realize is most of the land it's on was once a military base. Two of them, actually.
The Marine Corps base at San Diego, California, is a 20th century milestone in the evolution of Uncle Sam's most colorful and heroic military unit.
UCSD has always had a special relationship with the military, much closer than most of the other UCs, for sure.
Rebecca Jo Plant is a history professor at UCSD. 80 years ago, the land was home to a Marine base called Camp Matthews and an Army base called Camp Callan. Camp Callan only operated during World War II. Now it's the site of Torrey Pines Golf Course and the western edge of the main campus. But it's Camp Matthews that's more tightly connected to the school. Jay Campbell is a Navy veteran and UCSD computer science student. He says he didn't know anything about the campus's history with the military when he transferred in 2 years ago.
Not until I got here. And honestly, not until I came to the Student Veterans Resource Center itself.
Campbell now works at the Student Veterans Resource Center, where old photos of Camp Matthews adorn the walls. He says most veterans and other military-connected students are surprised to learn about that history.
Every time. Usually it's passing pictures in the hallway here. They'll be like, what's that? And we're like, well, it used to be us. And now we're, you know, UCSD.
Camp Matthews opened as a rifle range in 1920. Through 1964, more than a million Marine recruits marched up from the San Diego Recruit Depot to shoot rifles and pistols. But San Diego was growing, spreading north. In 1964, the recruit ranges moved to Camp Pendleton, and the La Jolla base was handed over to the University of California. What was then the base's main gate is now the site of the new Triton Center. Nestled among the modernist and brutalist buildings of UC San Diego is Building 409. It's one of the last structures original to Camp Matthews. evidence the Marines were here has whittled away over the decades, giving way to bigger buildings. Early on, the university used the old base infrastructure. Through the 1980s, classes were held in cylinder-shaped World War II-era Quonset huts. Today, there's the popular Che Cafe, built out of relocated Marine buildings. And at the edge of a parking lot on the east side of the medical center, you'll find a lone guard shack. It used to be the back gate of Camp Matthews. Graffiti from Marines on guard duty dating back to World War II is preserved on the walls. Professor Plant says it's a testament to the university's success that it's unrecognizable as a former base.
I mean, it's the typical California story, right? Of not really memorializing the landscape.
She says attachment to old buildings is understandable, but may be misplaced.
It's interesting, like, how people remember space. I think the nostalgia is really not just about the buildings, but about a university that was a size and even operated at a pace that is different now.
Plant says the early planners at the city and UC Board of Regents were ambitious, but what's here today goes way beyond even what they envisioned.
I think UCSD and the UC more broadly, the state has gotten a very good return on its investment.
Shannon Barber runs the Student Veterans Center. She points out the land was home to the Kumeyaay people for millennia before the military showed up. She says the Veterans Center isn't going anywhere, and as long as it's here, neither will the memories of Camp Matthews.
I recognize that as campus grows, some things might, you know, no longer be there. Some old buildings might be knocked down, but we have not forgotten, and we will hopefully inform others.
The land that was once Camp Matthews is now home to most of the central campus, the VA hospital, and the medical center. Another unrecognizable remnant, Ridgewalk, through the middle of the UCSD campus, was once the main thoroughfare of U.S. Highway 101. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Most stories do not start with a journalist. They start with people noticing when a river runs dry, asking why a school is changing, discovering something new next door. Curiosity is human. Your right to keep asking questions is at the heart of NPR's mission, and we are not going anywhere.